Vous êtes avec SBS French.
SBS en français. Partagez nos rubriques sur Facebook.
Miranda Middleton est la directrice de l'adaptation théâtrale d'Amélie Poulain au Festival des artistes émergents du NIDA, c'est l'Institut national des arts dramatiques. Le festival commence le mercredi 11 décembre prochain et se termine le samedi 14 décembre. Tous les spectacles ont lieu tous les soirs de 19 à 21h dans trois théâtres NIDA, donc à l'Institut national d'art dramatique. Miranda, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Et thank you very much for being on SBS French.
C'est mon plaisir. It's my pleasure.
So, first of all, why did you choose to adapt Amélie from Amélie Poulain, the movie?
I have always loved French culture. I studied French all throughout high school and I did an exchange to Lyon when I was in year 10 and have been back to the country several times. Mm-hmm. But my lure into this adaptation of the screenplay was when I was listening to Jan Tiersen's beautiful music and I just thought, I wonder if I could, for the Festival of Emerging Artists, do a student production based on the screenplay by Guillaume Laurent and Jean-Pierre Jeunet. And amazingly, I was able to. And I think, you know, given the dark times that we're living through and in this age of social media and increasing disconnection in our human societies, I think this quite uplifting and magical tale of a young woman finding the courage to fall in love is something that deserves and should be seen on a stage, especially around Christmas time. And we're having a wonderful time with it so far.
Yeah, so how different will it be from the French movie? What are you changing more or less in the play?
Well, I guess that's been kind of a challenge and an exciting opportunity for both myself and my wonderful designer, Hannah Sidders from NIDA. We wanted to take inspiration from the film, which is so acclaimed and wonderful in its own right, and then transform it into a live theatrical event. And so there's no fourth wall in this production. That we have some cabaret tables. It's quite an intimate theatrical setting. And in terms of how it's all staged, we didn't want to use any kind of video footage or photography. The actors are using their imaginations in our rehearsal room and we'll be calling upon the imaginations of the audience members to, you know, recreate the essence of this very well-known film.
Mm-hmm, nice. Yeah, I was about to ask you, do you think it was, I mean, was it challenging to try reproduce? Because Amélie, it's very French, it's very Parisian. So was it challenging to reproduce this kind of French / Parisian, very cliché and romantic kind of vibe?
It's actually, the screenplay itself is so rich in visual imagery, which mm-hmm. is very exciting for actors to play with in a rehearsal context. But certainly to cut a two-hour film down to, you know, a 40-minute student production was a challenge, and it's been a labour of love ever since April when I first started kind of dissecting the 100-page screenplay. And I have had the help of a friend of mine, Nick Duddy, who's been a dramaturg, and then we've been doing an original arrangement of the music as well. So I guess rather than reproducing it, we wanted to extract the essence of this story and then turn it into something that is our own. Yeah.
Nice. And so who are the actors?
So the actors, our Amélie is a fabulous second-year actor at NIDA called Zoe Resnick. And then the other six are very well-known actors in the Sydney theatre scene, one of whom is French. So we do have one token French actor, but the ensemble of other characters is made up of Chris Tomkinson, Lucy Miller, Lib Campbell, Alex Cholwell, and Louis Seguier is our French actor.
Mm-hmm. And how do they prepare to play an Australian version of a French movie?
Well, right now they are in an accent tutorial with one of the voice students from NIDA, Laura Farrell. She's been really wonderful helping to get the French accent quite authentic.
They're going to speak in English, trying to have a French accent?
So, yes, we're speaking French accents.
Okay.
But we do have little snippets here and there of French dialogue as well. And there's one song that is sung in French. So we're definitely trying to evoke as authentically as possible the French setting and culture.
Mm.
No Aussie accents.
Yeah. But that's funny that, you know, I mean, I've heard some French people doing theater here in Sydney were telling, you know, sometimes hard because when we go to casting, we've been a little bit criticized because we don't have an Australian accent and we have a strong French accent. And now this play, you're trying to teach the French accent to Australian comedians. Now it's funny. tell us a bit about you now. When did you start theater in NIDA and why?
I danced from a very young age, so I'll be forever grateful to my mum who put me into ballet lessons and at the age of 5. And I guess dance was my language, my language of expressing myself throughout school and high school. And I always had a love of text and drama and performed in productions myself, but never saw it as a career. So I started off doing teaching. And I finished my teaching degree last year in secondary English and French. But throughout my time at uni, I was increasingly spending my hours producing student musical theatre rather than teaching. And so after I directed an independent musical at the New Theatre last year, I just decided that I loved the process so much, and just the whole creative energy of the production experience just gave me a sense of vitality in life that I hadn't felt teaching. So I went out on a limb and applied for NIDA, and I think it's probably the most exciting phone call I've ever had in my life when I found out that I got in. I just kind of put my life on hold this year and have given it everything I've got, and I've certainly learnt a lot along the way, and it's really confirmed my love of making theatre. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what are your inspirations in general, like in theatre, or what inspires you?
I love the idea that pretense is more real in theatre than reality is. I'm a little bit of an anti-naturalist. I love kind of contrived theatricality and a heightened physical and vocal expression. And so I guess I'm quite inspired by actually French theatre traditions. Jacques Lecoq, who, kind of believed that so much information and knowledge can be discovered within the body of an actor. And then Goliere as well, he kind of subscribes to that idea of, you know, artifice and clowning. And one of my favourite contemporary directors is Ariane Mnouchkine, who has Le Théâtre du Soleil in Paris. And she's got this idea that calling something a production is a bit too technical. It's a ceremony, it's a ritual, it's a gathering of people, and more than anything, theatre as an art form can bring people together. And so I guess my view on the value and the purpose of theatre in our society is quite a humanistic one. It's something that can enrich people, and the memorable theatrical experiences in my lifetime have always been ones where I walk out of that theatre feeling kind of more whole and more human than when I walked in.
Tell us about your future projects. Well, there's Amélie coming, but anything else?
At the moment, I'm just in the middle of rehearsals. Well, when I say middle, we've just started rehearsals, our Fast and Furious rehearsal process for the Festival of Emerging Artists in December at NIDA. And I think then I'll probably collapse in a heap for a month and recover over the summer break. But then next year I've got a really exciting opportunity to assistant direct on Amelie the musical at Darlinghurst Theatre Company.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a bit of a serendipitous choice of graduating production by me. That's being directed by the wonderful Sean Rennie. And so we'll go into full-time rehearsals for that in June. But I'll also be, I'm very excited to direct a new Australian song cycle by a writer-composer, Naomi Livingston, who just off the back of her Evie May, which was on at the Hayes last year. So a bit of a musical theatre year, but there are still some other projects to be confirmed. There's a wonderful French actor who auditioned for my adaptation of Amelie, but unfortunately couldn't perform in it just due to availability. He's called Guillaume Barrière, and he teaches clowning to the first years at NIDA. And I've never seen someone with so much physical expression as what he showed in the audition room. So we're planning to devise a one-man show about a father whose imagination kind of runs away from him when he's telling bedtime stories to his young child.
Amazing. Yeah, we'll be talking about it. You let us know whenever everything happens, maybe in French this time, because our listeners didn't have the chance to hear you speaking French.
Oui, on peut parler en français,
La prochaine fois. Last question, how can we find more information about the Amelie?
So the tickets will go on sale for the Festival of Emerging Artists via the NIDA website, nida.edu.au, on Friday the 25th of November.
Perfect. Well, Miranda, merci beaucoup d'avoir été avec nous sur les ondes de SBS en français.
Merci beaucoup, Johanna. C'était un plaisir.
SBS en français. Partagez nos rubriques sur Facebook.
Aimez, partagez, commentez. Suivez-nous sur Facebook.com/SBS French.